The views expressed on the Buckmaster Radio program are not necessarily the views of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster along with Bob Dio. Bob is our new producer and engineer of the Buckmaster Show. He is on the other side of the glass. We keep him over. No, we don't keep him over there on purpose. No, he's just the way it's set. He's clawing to get out of there. Bob and I welcome you, of course, to the Buckmaster Show. It is Monday, November the 5th, 2018, Election Eve, right here. It's KVOI, where your voice matters, on Tucson's Voice for trusted local news and talk. We're here with you, as we have been on this radio station since pretty much midsummer of 2011. So it's KVOI, and it's Buckmaster during the noon hour. 790-2040 is our live line number. Every Monday, we start our program with our Monday political face-off. Our team of commentators this week, Bruce Ash, in his fourth term as Republican National Committeeman for Arizona. He is a talk show host on this radio station, 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon, 1 to 2, with Emil's old show that has been resurrected. And Emil would be very proud, I think, of Inside Track, the new version. Bruce Ash, congratulations.
Thanks. It's a lot of fun doing it, trying to live up to his standards. It's a high bar, and try to do it without some of the fun that we used to have is sort of interesting. But
and you're moving along
in kind of
the Buckmaster tradition.
Kind of book,
keep a guest for 10 minutes. If you don't like who's on, wait around. You got another guest coming up. Yeah. That's kind of what we tried to do with the TV show on Arizona Illustrated for all those years. Jeff Rogers is here. Hey, Jeff, how are you?
I'm well.
Jeff is former Pima County Chair of the Democratic Party. And the Monday political face-off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985, specializing in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing and hanging services and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com, and of course, there on Facebook. I noticed, speaking of Facebook, Bruce, you were part of a conference call today.
I was.
With the president. What was the message?
Well, the message is that look for some nice surprises coming our way in the election tomorrow. I believe that we're going to outperform here in Arizona specifically. And I think the president was very, very energized, and he's off for the last set of campaign appearances today.
What do you think, though, Jeff? Do you think there'll be some pleasant surprises for Republicans?
I don't think we're probably in play for the governor's office. I think Garcia is clearly behind, made some unforced errors, and has been overwhelmed by the outside money coming in. But
Did he make a mistake by just dwelling on education?
That's one mistake. I think the other mistake was, I think it was in New Orleans where he gave that speech and talked about open borders and for not quite with those exact words, but he left himself open to some pretty bad attacks. And of course, getting outspent by the huge margins like that is difficult to overcome. But I do think Sinema is going to win. I think the polling has been consistently in her favor. From some polls show it dead heat, some polls show it from 1 to 6 points in her favor. So I think we're going to pick up our first Senate seat in some 30-odd years in Arizona.
It was Dennis DeConcini, right? The last
that's the last Democrat.
Democrat, yeah.
And Kyrsten Sinema, a very moderate Democrat. I think he was even more conservative, certainly, than her.
Bruce, I think you would disagree with what Jeff said.
It's simply not going to happen. The numbers don't reflect it, nor do the views and values of Arizonans. They're going to reject somebody who has had to really deceive voters in order to get to where she needed to be. And look, at the end of the day, Arizona voters are not for somebody who talks about joining the Taliban as being okay. They don't like the whole visual with a lady in a pink tutu. They don't like to be referred to as crazy, and they don't consider as sometimes frenetic and vitriolic as politics can be here in Arizona. They don't consider this to be a meth lab of politics, and you can't insult voters before you actually start governing and making laws. And Jeff talks about her middle of the road. She's hardly a middle of the road person. She wants to abolish ICE, and she's talked about.
She's never said anything about abolishing ICE
on a number of occasions.
That was Garcia that said that. She never said anything about abolishing ICE.
You're wrong.
She talks about reforming it.
Yeah, you're wrong.
And it does
that.
Need to be reformed to reflect.
You know,
that's
like saying to somebody who's Jewish that you really like Jews, but you just don't like Zionism. Okay, if you want to do the kind of reforms that Kirsten has been talking about, you abolish ICE, and she has talked about that. And the second part is she's taken votes. She's been allowed to take votes by leadership. Especially on procedural votes, which, you know, give her the ability to say that she was with the president 60% of the time. But on all of the important things, she was nowhere close to what the final outcome was.
Well, let's talk a little bit about deception. Martha McSally, as all of these commercials point out time and time again, voted time and time again to take away the protection of people with pre-existing conditions. She even used some rather... colorful language saying, let's get this effing thing done, when they took the final vote in the House to abolish
the
Affordable Care Act.
Don't link the two.
So
that's
now
unfair.
What's happened is she now comes out and lies on the campaign trail and says, oh, no, I'm there to protect your pre-existing conditions. Now, that's absolutely a lie. And she's getting called on it, and she's being called dishonest by everyone, including the Arizona Republic. The Arizona Republic, for the first time in God knows how long, has endorsed the Democrat Senate in this race because McSally cannot be trusted to protect our health care. She can't be trusted to be honest with voters. In fact, she won't even communicate with voters. She's one of these House members who won't hold open sessions with her constituents. She runs and hides from her constituents. And I think that's going to be one race.
Okay, this is like what we hear on the news. It's, you know, three slams by Sinema, two slams by McSally. Two slams by Kirkpatrick, and then two slams. It's become white noise.
Other races, the three congressional districts in Arizona, will they go all blue or be all blue by tomorrow night?
Well, I think Kirkpatrick will win by a wide margin. Mm-hmm. I think O'Halloran will hold on to his seat, and I'm sure Stanton will hold on to his seat. And the other two are just obvious Democrat districts. So I think we'll go from a 5-4 Republican edge to a 5-4 Democratic edge this time around.
Mm-hmm. Bruce, your thoughts?
Well,
Wendy Rogers eke out a victory over Congressman O'Halloran?
She's run a very, very aggressive campaign, as she did in the primary. Tom has really kind of sleepwalked through this election process, as he kind of sleepwalks through his duties in Congress. She's going to eke out a victory there. It's going to be very, very much razor thin, and we're going to be counting votes and then probably lawyering up right after the counting is finished. Mm. The outcome in CD2 is really not as clear. The polling that we have based upon predictive analysis, as well as our early votes that have come in, which astonishingly are very, very favorable for Republicans. Leia is within the margin of error, and really it just depends upon the turnout tomorrow, I think, as much as anything else. We could see, though, either stay where we're at but switching districts or have a greater majority in the U.S. House.
Overall, the state Senate and legislative bodies, the House of Representatives, kind of your feelings on that, Jeff?
I think that we might see a gain in the House and the Senate overall in this state, but I don't think we'll probably have enough gusto to get us to a majority in either the House or the Senate. I think we'll reclaim the LD-10 seat that we've got that's currently being held by Confederate Clodfelter, but I think we'll take that one back, and he can get back to advertising online for his affairs.
I think we'll take a break right here. What do you say? Let's tell everybody that the Monday Political Face-Off is presented by our friends at Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985. Moe's at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at moesgallery.com and on Facebook. How about after you've been over to Moe's, stopping over at my favorite bakery, the people up at Mona's Danish Bakery, Steve and his team, what a great job they do. And of course, this is lunch hour. Why not stop by right now, have a sandwich, and the bread that the sandwich will be served upon is going to be out of the oven probably just a couple of hours ago, and a wide variety of bread. So they are open right now for lunch. Mona's Danish Bakery, Northeast Corner, Swan and Sunrise. Go to my website, buckmastershow.com. There's a link to Mona's Danish Bakery. And we'll be telling you in about a half an hour about Mona's and what they're planning for Thanksgiving. So that's coming up. We'll be right back. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
This is Bill Buckmaster. I'm passionate about travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. And when I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport. With 9 airlines flying nonstop to 22 destinations and easy one-stop connections, I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient with competitive airfares, and there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Travel smart and fly Tucson. Check out flytucson.com. In case you haven't heard, a recent state performance audit says the Regional Transportation Authority is meeting performance and budget expectations on voter-approved RTA plan delivery. Now in its 12th year of plan implementation, the RTA is committed to delivering the remaining projects with the community's support to improve our regional transportation system. Working together for a better future, visit rtamobility.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
As a small business owner, I appreciate the services of a top-notch certified public accountant. That's why Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates is the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show. Michael's a former Small Business Leader of the Year in Tucson. He'll professionally handle all of your accounting needs and tax preparation services. Flowers, Rieger & Associates, 6125 East Grant Road, and on the web, flowersrieger.com. Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops, craft beer and fine fare, are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show, our Monday political face-off presented by my favorite place to go to get all of my things framed. And as my wife keeps reminding me, Bruce Ash, and I know you're a big patron of Moe's, Bill, there's no more room on our walls.
Now, there's always room
for any more maps.
No, you rearrange.
My collection of old maps and old prints from places I've traveled throughout the world. It's, as I reminded my wife last night, it's my kind of hobby. Well, it isn't kind of. It is. It's a hobby, right?
Yeah.
And we all got hobbies.
It is. I'm on the art committee at the Mountain Oyster Club. We're having our big show at the end of November. And I can't tell you how many great paintings we have.
Yeah.
Lots of them with super good framing. And so many of them that would look so much better had they called
Mo
before they went on and gave it to us, because it really does make a difference in how stuff looks, for crying out loud.
Jeff Rogers, I mean, we all have hobbies. Yours is you like to get out in the outdoors on the weekend. You like to ride a horse to relax.
Yeah, I've also got a rather nice collection of Western art.
Well, there you go.
Pretty well framed stuff.
Yeah. And Bruce is also loves
We had this
Western
one piece that came in for this show. That was really one of the best pieces. But this guy made his own frame. Now, there are some painters who are great frame makers as well. This guy should have gone to see Mo for sure.
Yeah.
Anyway, Mo does a great job, and actually, I probably will be buying some of that good art with bad frames here at the end of the month.
Taking it over
and
to Mo.
Mo will be the guy I see right after we pick up those pieces.
Mo's Gallery and Fine Framing the Art, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and mosgallery.com and on Facebook. Let's switch gears, because I do want to hear both of your takes on this birthright citizenship issue. Jeff Rogers and Bruce Ash. President Trump announced a week ago, Tuesday morning, he was preparing an executive order to end birthright citizenship, which is guaranteed under the 14th Amendment, specifically with the children of undocumented immigrants in mind. It's unknown how Mr. Trump plans to achieve the nullification. Jeff, what's your take? Legal scholars say it can't be changed.
No, there's no sober legal mind that believes it can be changed by either a congressional law or by a executive order. It can only be changed through a constitutional amendment, which is going to have to pass the House and Senate by 2/3 margins, not going to happen, and have to be approved by 3/4 of the states.
Also, why bring it up?
Well, it feeds into his apocalyptic attacks and torrent of lies that we see at his fundraisers and his giant crowds. He gets drunk on this and makes statements like that, and this weekend has been rather remarkable. I mean, he comes out and accuses Democrats of erasing borders, giving sanctuary to drug dealers and human traffickers, says Democrats will destroy the economy. I mean, he just went on a torrent of lies this past weekend, and this is one of them that it gins up his base, which is very anti-immigrant in their fervor. So it's not going to happen. As I said, there's just no sober legal minds in this country who believe you can do it without a constitutional amendment.
Bruce, you have said on Facebook that you welcome this discussion.
I think it's a discussion that we ought to have. And Bill, I'm not a lawyer like Jeff is, but I would offer some advice, maybe to slightly revise what you said. The 14th Amendment never said the words undocumented immigrants.
That's because there were no immigration
laws
at the time.
You're right, Jeff. And they were talking about correcting ills that had come during Reconstruction with respect to former black slaves in this country, which was very, very important at the time to get corrected. And you know, as we saw for the next almost 100 years, how difficult it was to give African Americans a sort of unalienable rights that they so richly deserved. I would take issue with Jeff also that there are sober minds, and I've heard some of them just in the last week talk about this. But you know, this has been an issue that's been very important to me and to members of the Republican National Committee, and we've done a great deal of study and collaboration with some of the best legal minds around, and there are arguments to make. It's at least a conversation that we should have. Jeff, if for no other reason that certain people from other countries do what's called birth tourism for their child to become an automatic citizen of this country. And this is something, whether it's a big thing or a little thing, it's something that has to be corrected.
I think it's a small thing, and I think it's open to discussion. But the problem is that the plain meaning of the Constitution is the plain, simple meaning. And so if you want to change it, you're going to have to do that. Now, can you do – let's say for a moment that you want to discuss what you just brought up, the birther tourism.
Right.
You're going to have to attack that differently. You're going to have to – other kinds of laws that say pregnant women can't come in, or their visas are limited, or something like that. I'm not advocating any such things, but
is it right though? Is it right though for somebody from a foreign country, who has?
I'm a little troubled by it myself.
I think that it's a larger issue, not in terms of numbers, Jeff, but in terms of the number of Chinese birth that take place in this country. Who later have all of the benefits of citizenship, who potentially create security, diplomatic, all kinds of different
issues. There's one big problem with that analysis, Bruce, and that is if they come here late in a pregnancy and have a child here, they can't stay. They can't stay in this country. They have to have some other valid way to get in. And it's very difficult right now for Chinese people to get visas to get into the United States for lengthy periods of time, particularly anything
permanent.
Not for
people that the Chinese government really want to have children here in this country.
Well, that's up to our government. If our government's allowing that, then so be it. But the fact is it's very difficult to get long-term visas to come to the United States. And I know that because my brother teaches at the University of Arizona, and he teaches mostly Chinese students. And so we're very well versed in how difficult it is to get Chinese people here on any kind of visa, even education visas.
Hmm. Was this a stunt bringing the U.S. military to the border, worrying about this caravan that's down in Mexico, Bruce Ash?
I think it's part of a overreaching strategy. And I think the president was and the Mexicans were right on target with trying to relieve this problem initially when they hoped to have UN human rights thing, the thing about immigration that they do at the UN. They were right on with an attempt to try to keep those folks at the border. This group really just tore through barriers and bridges and what have you to gain entry, and now really the thing's out of control. Was it a pre-election stunt? Well, mm-hmm. I would ask the question: was it a pre-election stunt that the caravans came up precisely as we're headed toward the midterms? I would say that it goes both ways.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hardly think anybody would finance this. It certainly wasn't George Soros and the other globalists, which we know what they mean by that term when they use it all the time. But I think it is a political stunt by Trump. And think about it this way. The law forbids the military from any kind of law enforcement activity mm-hmm. within inside the borders of this nation. So basically, they're sending them down there to fix fences and lay down barbed wire. I mean, it's really rather ridiculous what they're doing down there at the border in Texas so far. I haven't heard much of what's going on here yet in Arizona. But yeah, this was a political stunt meant to gin up his base and get the hatred at full steam.
U.S. Border Patrol is seriously underfunded. There are lots and lots of things that the U.S. military can do and will do over this intervening period of time in order to help the Border Patrol protect the borders. And anything that's done, I think, is for the betterment of our national security. Between the problems that potentially exist for this overwhelming number of people who are going to flood onto these border crossings, I think it's important that there be 10 cities set up in order to take care of the processing, get people who legitimately have asylum requests, get their cases adjudicated, as well as do all of the health processing and the criminal processing that has to be done to decide what has to be done with a lot of the other folks. Because the goal is, and I think even some of the leaders of the caravan have been clear in saying this, that they plan to come to the border and surrender themselves to Border Patrol agents. And it's going to be an overwhelming kind of a project that has to be overseen, I think, in cooperation with the U.S. military.
We had this rumor of this happening some 6 months ago, and it never really occurred. By the time they got to the border, it was dissipated, and it was just, you know, not
where
thousands,
but
hundreds.
Where are they now? Aren't they still like 1,000 miles
away? Yeah, I hear they're almost, I think they got within 900 miles. So whoever's left and makes it all the way to the U.S. border ought to do what they do legally, ask for asylum.
And frankly, Jeff, I think it's right for the United States to talk about limiting or stopping altogether economic assistance to these countries who have... really help create the problem with these folks.
The problem is really it's more of a law enforcement problem. I mean, these countries have violent gangs that threaten these people with their lives, and so these people are actually leaving out of fear for their lives. So, you know, that we need to probably give some help to these countries to try to get control of these mobsters and gangsters that are taking control of the country, and maybe that will make people stay in their countries.
I wonder why a lot of them have, Honduran flags and Nicaraguan flags.
All right, we're going to have to wrap it up there. The Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com and on Facebook. Jeff Rogers, thank you very much. Jeff, we will be hearing from you. And Bruce, you are also welcome to give us your views tomorrow. John C. Scott, the Dean of Tucson Broadcasting. I will be sharing the studio with John tomorrow from 7 to 10. We've got our KVOI election night coverage. Jeff Rogers will be calling upon you for sure. You're in, right?
Right.
You are
in.
Absolutely. And Bruce, we would welcome your views as well. We'd like to call upon you if you get a chance to give us a few minutes.
Happy to.
All right. That's going to do it for the Monday Political Face-Off. We have General Wickham upcoming. We're going to be talking with General Wickham about some of these late developments about Iran and sanctions directed to Iran. That's up with General Wickham after we take the mid-break. It's Buckmaster on KVOI. Be right back. If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com. Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Hey, it's Matt Russell from The Buckmaster Show.
And this is Ryan Hansen from Bon Voyage Travel.
I am so pumped to be partnering with Bon Voyage on my next culinary and cocktail cruise.
This is definitely a cruise for foodies as you experience the Mediterranean on celebrity cruises.
And the private excursions that your team has arranged for us? I mean, come on, an ouzo distillery tour in Greece? A food and wine day on Malta?
We'll handle everything, so all you and your guests need to do is eat, drink, and be happy.
Go to bvtravel.com/Matt Russell to learn more.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. Very appropriate bumper music. The Beginnings, the great group Chicago. So much happening here at KVOI. New management, new ownership, Bustos Media, based out of Portland, Oregon, now the owners of KVOI. And Dr. Bustos believes very strongly in local broadcasting, so much so that we are from 6 a.m. until 7 o'clock each day during the week, then on weekends, very heavy local talk. We're local talk here now during the prime weekday hours. So this is a gentleman who really believes in local talk and that your voice matters, which is really great. This portion of our program presented by Green Things, I could spend an hour just talking about Green Things. There's so many things happening over there. Of course, they've got the 13 acres for all of your gardening supplies, all your great plants at 3384 East River Road. But the new project is Zocalo. It's a village. It's Zocalo Village. Five shops with this great merchandise from Mexico and Latin America. Go by, check it out. Check out their website, greenthingsaz.com. So lots to talk about today on the program. And I always look forward to these visits, usually the first Monday of the month, but sometimes it is the second Monday, depending if there's a holiday. It is General John Wickham. General Wickham, my goodness, what a great career he has had. We are so honored that he has been our military and foreign affairs contributor to this program since we started the program in 2011. His background, oh my goodness, what credentials. U.S. Army Chief of Staff from 1983 to 1987, Commander-in-Chief of South Korean and U.S. Combined Forces from 1979 to 1982, 41 years total in the Army. He is retired in Oro Valley. General, how are you, sir?
Doing fine, Bill, and wonderful to be on your great program. Thank you.
So much going on here at the station in a very positive way, so we're very excited, General Wickham. What is your take now? Mike Pompeo was talking about these sanctions now that are going to be leveled at Iran. Could you give our listeners, what's your take on all of this?
Well, it's unfortunate, in my humble opinion. Iran was, with the nuclear deal that President Trump tore up, complying 100%. UN inspectors were in Iran going everywhere and came back reporting constantly that Iran was complying. And the agreement led to avoidance of any nuclear capability for Iran for at least 15 years. So, in that sense, it was a good thing. Now, Iran is a problem. They are spreading some unrest in the Middle East and have, as a Shia nation, and they are anti-Israel. That's a problem. So we got things to deal with Iran, but negotiations is the best way to go for the future. Unfortunately, this administration, the State Department is only 60% manned with professionals. And so, unfortunately, we're not doing very much in the negotiating field. So I think it is a mistake to impose these sanctions on Iran, which are going to punish the people and are going to drive Iran into being much more hostile than it has been. What we need to do is sit down and talk with them and try to come up with a better agreement than was torn up.
Well, wow, I didn't realize. Are you saying, General Wickham, that 40% of the State Department really remains unstaffed at this point, 2 years into the Trump administration?
That's right, and many of our we don't have many countries with ambassadors.
Huh.
So it's another illustration. There's an indifference towards diplomacy. They don't walk in the talk about diplomacy. And as a professional soldier, I don't believe in the military option necessarily. It's the last resort. We need to be much more into the diplomatic world. And we're not there yet. We're not doing it. And here we are 2 years and we haven't done it.
Yeah, you've been on the front lines and you certainly know what war is about. And as you say, it's got to be the last option because you've been there. You've been on the front lines and it is not a pretty picture. Correct, General Wickham?
That's right. That's right.
Tell me about this. You recently heard a lecture by the former U.S. ambassador to the Republic of Korea. What was that about?
It was a very interesting lecture. A very learned man. It was a State Department man, spent his life in the State Department, and he had been to North Korea. He'd spoken with people up there. The bottom line from him, I didn't learn much new. The bottom line from him was that the North Koreans are not keen on giving up their nuclear arsenal. And number two, the idea of another summit between Kim Jong-un and President Trump has been deferred indefinitely. So it tells me that this administration here again is not moving the way they should. So diplomacy is not their trade, not their interest. And more can be done if we're smart about it. And here China plays a big role. And here we're being very difficult with China, with the trade sanctions and things going on there. So we're not engaging China to help us on the Korean scene the way we should. Nor are we doing it with Putin in Russia. Russia can play a role with North Korea, and we're not doing it the way we should. So I'm not optimistic at all about the North Korean scene. As we've talked about in the past, Kim Il-sung, the founder of North Korea during the Korean War, said that we're losing this war because we do not have nuclear weapons, and we're going to get them. And they do have this arsenal of 40 weapons, maybe 60, and the makings of that many more, and they're going to build them. And so is the grandson, Kim Jong-un, going to give up the arsenal? No, I don't believe so.
Well, you've repeatedly said that, and I tend to agree with you. They're not going to give up one nuclear weapon. Let's be honest about this, correct, General?
But that, I agree, but that doesn't mean we cannot negotiate.
Right.
I think we can get North Korea to agree to inspections, the way we did with the USSR during the Cold War. I think we can agree with North Korea to stop exporting nuclear capabilities. So I think there are things that can be done. Here again, back to negotiations. If we're smart about it, we'll do it, but we're not smart about it.
Let me ask you something about the Korean War, General, if you would. I've got a couple of minutes here before the break, but what about General MacArthur? Didn't he want to, didn't he urge President Truman to use go ahead and go into China and use nuclear atomic weapons. Isn't that true?
I don't know. I've never read that. That it's conceivably that was true. There was the threat of the use of nuclear weapons was always there. So it's conceivable that they were talking about that if we needed to do it. But I don't recall reading anything or studying it in that direction. And when I served over there, two tours in Korea, that subject never came up.
All right. But a state of war really has existed since the end of the Korean War, hasn't it? There's never
Exactly right, Bill. And that's, of course, what the North Koreans want is the end of the armistice, a peace treaty. Mm-hmm. And the South Koreans want a peace treaty also. So that is an optimum situation. But here again, back to diplomacy and working it out, the details. We're not there yet, and we're not moving adequately, in my humble opinion.
All right, General Wickham, stick around. And 790-2040, by the way, is our phone number. If you'd like to join in, any questions or comments for the general, that would be great. But right now, I want to tell you about my favorite bakery in town, Mona's Danish Bakery. They're located at the northeast corner, Swan and Sunrise. Thanksgiving is 2 weeks from Thursday. Get those orders in now to Steve and his bakers at Mona's for all of your great dinner rolls and all the pies. I just learned the other day some survey said pumpkin pie no longer the number one pie at Thanksgiving time. You're not going to believe it, but apple pie now has Bob Dio, my wonderful producer, giving an applause to that. So Steve can do it. They can do whatever you want as far as your rolls and the pies. And Steve also suggests, how about a nice quiche? To brighten the table. He's an expert at doing the quiches. Mona's, your home of the Danish Kringle, 579-1959, or just Google Mona's or go to their website, monasdanishbaker.com. We'll be right back. This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Travel smart and fly Tucson. Check out flytucson.com. The Regional Transportation Authority funds projects to help make our transportation system safe, reliable, and efficient. Improve regional mobility is important for economic vitality for businesses and families. The RTA continues to finance construction work for 6 new roadway projects scheduled in 2018. For more information on RTA projects, visit rtamobility.com. The RTA is delivering its promise to you. Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Hi, it's Suzanne Miller from your Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona, here to remind you to start with trust and look for the BBB accredited seal when searching for a product or service. Did you know you can request a quote directly from any of our accredited businesses? With over 3,000 accredited businesses in Southern Arizona, you will find a business you can trust. Whether you need a product or service from one company or an entire industry, go to tucson.bbb.org and start your search today.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Everybody is talking at the new KVOI, where your voice matters. We're local talk now, 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. As you're listening to KVOI, and how about a road trip? You know, keep KVOI on. Our signal is so strong, you'll be able to listen to this radio station almost to the New Mexico border on your way to Silver City, which is only a three-hour drive from here. Visit southwestnewmexico.org for the complete listing of many great places to stay in the area. We send so many of our listeners to that area of the United States, a beautiful area. They all come back and say, Bill, I had a great trip. I never knew Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico had so many recreation opportunities. Again, southwestnewmexico.org, and that's the place. General John Wickham is with us on the live line. General Wickham, I am so fortunate to have some of the greatest sponsors. These people who back this program are the best, I'm telling you.
I agree, and I've known a number of them, and I agree that what they're doing is wonderful.
Let's go to the live line. Our friend Matthew called us at 790-2040. Matthew always has such great questions for you, General Wickham. Let's hear what he has to say.
He does. He's excellent.
Yep. All right, Matt.
Your question about the using atomic weapons during Korea, I can't 100% say it, I'm sure, but I could have sworn I remember it was really after after MacArthur had been already relieved and came back and Truman came out of office. President Eisenhower's administration. Actually, President Eisenhower himself may have sent a quiet note saying that he himself would consider it in his attempt to try and get the North Koreans and the Chinese to basically sign an armistice.
Wow!
But that's a great one for history. I'll go digging.
Please do.
And lastly, General Wickham, the issue in Afghanistan. We just had another insider attack. General Miller seems to have taken a very strong new stance where he wants to take the fight back to the Taliban in some ways, again, to try and force them back to the negotiating table. Do you have any thoughts on whether or not that strategy will work? Because he has, you know, only really the use of the Afghan forces and our role as support. Thank you.
Well, a good point. Excellent point, Matt. Bring military pressure on the Taliban surely is going to force them to reconsider their stance. But golly days, we've been struggling for years doing just that, and we're not there. So I don't think it's going to be optimal. And secondly, as you understand, Matt, if we're going to bring military pressure to bear, we're going to have to put more troops into Afghanistan and bring more air raids into Afghanistan, and that's going to lead to much more damage, and I'm not sure that's going to produce results. It hasn't done it so far, and it didn't do it when the Russians were there either. So I just don't think that pressure is going to do it. I come back to my point about negotiations and diplomacy, and we're not doing it. We're not doing a regional diplomacy to sort of sort the war out. Why aren't we sitting down with China and India and the United Kingdom as well as Pakistan to try to work out some sort of solution to the Afghan situation? We're not doing that. We just think we have to do it ourselves and step aside a little Asian person. We'll show you how to win this war. That's what happened in Vietnam. Step aside, you Vietnamese. We'll show you how to win this war. And look what happened. And look what's going on in the Middle East. The same sort of philosophy. We know how to do it. We know what to do. We don't. We need to work together to solve these problems. And unfortunately, this administration is not working together to do that.
All right, General Wickham, I'm reflecting on Election Day, and it's tomorrow, and I'm also reflecting on my wife and I, lovely Ann Buckmaster, as we stood at Mar Garden in Holland back in 2006, and we both broke out crying at the graves there of all of our American soldiers, many of them from your old outfit, the 101st Airborne Division, and the people of Maastricht, which is where Mar Garden, the cemetery just outside Maastricht, Holland. Every year on the 4th of July, they put out American flags on all of those American graves, and I think of all of those young lives taken so we could have the right, General Wickham, to exercise our franchise to vote tomorrow.
Exactly right, Bill, and if I've got a moment,
sure.
One of the more remarkable things in my career, in the 101st went into Nijmegen, Holland, to free the country, and in 1974, I was asked in maneuvers with the 101st over into Germany to bring the colors of the 101st up to Nijmegen for a parade. And I did at the end of the parade, a big square evening, and the mayor called on a loudspeaker for silence. And into the square came runners from Normandy with flames, torches. And then the mayor asked, he said, "Now, children, come out that it was to have candles," and they had about 100 children with big candles, and he told the children to ignite the candles from the flame of freedom from Normandy and take that flame of light into every home of Nijmegen to remind people where freedom came from. I asked the mayor how long they've been doing this. He said, "Ever since you Americans gave us back our liberty, and we've been doing it with school children, so that they understand the price of freedom is not free." The point of the story is that America is still respected and loved around the world, despite some of the travails we're going through now.
That is just what's very inspirational, and it's really what America is about, and everyone should exercise. If you're registered to vote, please get out and vote. Regardless of your political party, it doesn't matter. The most important thing is that you have your say and that your voice will matter, General Wickham. That's what it's all about.
Amen. That's what our country was founded on.
General, how are you doing? Are you still trying to do some exercise?
Oh, yeah. I get out every day. The good Lord lets me do that. I ride my tricycle. The tricycle's very safe. You can't tip it over. And I ride it at least 3 miles a day, and with the beautiful scenery, listen to music, and prayer. So, yeah, that's what keeps me, helps to keep me fit.
All right, and I'm sure you're thinking about the upcoming Army-Navy game that will be coming up in a month or so. We'll see how the Army does this year. Who knows?
I hope they win it, yeah.
General Wickham, always a pleasure. Give my regards to your lovely wife, Anne. We so much appreciate you, both of you. Terrific.
And our love to your Anne, too. God bless.
Thank you very much. General John Wickham, always inspirational. The man is just amazing. He's my mentor. He's 90 years old, going strong. I mean, listen to the guy. He's still on top of his game. It's fabulous to hear from him. It's also fabulous to hear Steve Rivera, our new sports show. That's coming up here in just a couple of minutes. On the Ball with Steve Rivera, the new sports show. And Steve hit a home run out of the park. His opening shows last Thursday and Friday. The guy is—he's a natural for the radio, as he likes to say. He may not have a face, he's got a face for radio. Isn't that kind of what he said, Bob? Something like that.
Yeah, he said I have a face for radio. But keep your eye on the ball, like it's true.
There it is. Keep your eye on the ball. That's coming up. Okay, Eye on the Ball with Steve Rivera. All right, we have election night to tell you about and promo John C. Scott and myself will be hosting our election night coverage here on KVOI. We get underway at 7 o'clock tomorrow. We'll go probably until about 10 o'clock and have a lot of guests for you. And we'll have those local results as soon as they become available. Also, we'll know more about how the national situation is going by 7, certainly, which would be 9 in the east. So we'll get a pretty good idea. That's going to do it for the Buckmaster Show. On behalf of Bob Dio, my engineer producer, I am Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon and evening.